The very first word in our bulletins, after the title page, just underneath the heading, is the word welcome. Some of the first words I say on Sunday mornings to us as a community on behalf of all of us is, welcome to First St. Paul's Lutheran Church in the strong name of Jesus. And Marlo, when she ends her announcements with the same words, we welcome you to make your home among us. And the sign out on the street, we added the words underneath, also, we welcome you to make your home among us. Welcome, willkommen, willkommen, bienvenidos, each language really saying the same thing in various ways, that we're glad to see you, the visitor. We want you to feel at ease and at home. We wish you well, and we are prepared to do what we need to do to make the visit a good one. Jesus' words about welcoming others in our gospel reading do what he often does to our understanding of life. He reveals a greater depth and a greater sense of urgency that we truly welcome. There is a lot at stake, Jesus tells us, on whether we do or do not welcome others. It seems that everyone is a stakeholder in the welcoming business. When we welcome Jesus into our lives, he tells us, we are welcoming God the Father into our lives. When others welcome us as Jesus' disciples in the name of Jesus, they are welcoming Jesus himself into their lives. When we welcome others as Jesus' disciples or in Jesus' name, we are welcoming Jesus. When we do not welcome one another, we are denying ourselves God's reward. It's not just a lack of hospitality when we don't welcome others. When we say you must change or stop doing what you are doing and then you are welcome, it's not just unwelcoming, it's a false gospel. We are missing out on the blessings that flow from participating in God's great welcoming enterprise, which we call the kingdom of God. Welcoming God into our lives and welcoming others is one of the most important ways for us to fulfill God's command to love him with our whole being and to love one another as Christ loved us. But it will never happen if we are so self-absorbed that we don't even notice the visitor, or that our coming together is about what we want to get out of the experience. We're denying ourselves God's blessings. When we do not welcome others because they don't measure up to our standard, we're cutting ourselves off from God himself. When we judge others, when we name particular attributes or behaviors that would make them unwelcome, we have not only rejected that individual, but also the face of Christ himself. That is what it's at stake. A lack of acceptance of who or how a person is rejection. It is the antithesis of welcoming. And people are pretty smart and pretty intuitive. They know a phony when they see one. Especially kids will pick up on this very quickly if we're not genuinely happy to see one another. That message of rejection will be loud and clear. If possible, as far as it depends upon you, Scripture says, be at peace with one another. This is what's so disturbing and encouraging at the same time of Jesus' words, his words of wisdom. Jesus cares. He cares about everyone. He cares just as much about transforming the life of the visitor as he does care about transforming the life of the Christian community. Remember that Jesus did not come for the righteous. He came for the sinner. He receives the broken. He welcomes the sinner. To welcome someone in the name of a disciple or in the name of Jesus is to see that that welcome is something greater than one individual who is glad to see another individual. It is to consider that welcome as part of the work of the kingdom of God in our lives and in the lives of those who visit. We're not just being nice or friendly. We have a right understanding of the gospel. We have the privilege of participating in the life of Christ and of his body. And to drive this point home, Jesus gives us the most underwhelming example. Whoever gives a cup of cold water, Jesus says, to one of these little ones in the name of a disciple, truly I tell you, none of these will lose their reward. Such a small act of kindness, a cup of water, such a person lacking an impressive resume, a little child. And yet the greatness of that act is not the act itself, but goes to the heart of the individuals who are genuinely welcoming and accepting, even of the most small, simple, and most helpless among us. And consider the greatness of the message that comes with that cold cup of water. You matter. I care. Jesus loves you. And here is just a little evidence of that love. Christ welcomes us to the family of God through a splash of water in the triune name. We welcome the newly baptized, don't we? With the words, we welcome you in the name of the Lord together. And Christ himself stands at his table, triumphing over death and the grave, to receive his body and blood with the words, take, eat, drink of it, all of you. Our Lord is a good host. And so we should be. Yesterday I was sharing this with our community meals guests right here. And they were sharing that message with me. One woman says she sometimes gets extra food at the pantry and leaves it at the door of her neighbor. Her neighbor happened to be here and he was shaking his head vigorously. Yes, she does that. When we give up our seats on the bus, when we give that cup of cold water, we're not just preventing that door from slamming in someone's face or satisfying the thirst of a human being. We're saying, I see you. You're not invisible. You have a place in this world. You have a place with God. You are the face of Christ. It's a privilege to be the face of Christ to you. They're not just random acts of kindness. They are the mighty works of the Holy Spirit, Jesus tells us. We are welcomed by God as sinners. We welcome others as they are, a work in progress, just like us. We're the hands and face of God to those we welcome, and they, in their welcome, are the face of Christ to us. We just see how interwoven all these relationships are. Jesus welcomes us. We welcome God when we welcome Christ. We encounter the divine in these small acts of kindness in Jesus' name, both as those who welcome and those who are welcomed. Jesus wants his welcome to be contagious, so that his welcome spreads, our family grows, our faith strengthens, and we all enjoy the assurance of his acceptance, forgiveness, and eternal life. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.